Well, it is good to be together. We're going to try to have fun with this little science experiment here in a little bit that hopefully will work. I think Emma helped us out a little bit with that, so thank you, Emma. And thank you, children, for that beautiful music and the blessing that that was to us. Well, our theme today that this science experiment hopefully illustrates is us flowing together with Jesus. Our text uses the word remain repeatedly. Sometimes we use the word abide. But rather than something that stays in the same place, we're rooted with Jesus, and Jesus invites us to move continuously. And sometimes the choices that we make interrupt our flow. Maybe that is the impact of physical inactivity in our blood flowing to our heart through our arteries. Or maybe it's the way overfunctioning is like putting our brains in the middle of rush hour traffic. Resources which our body depends on get stuck, whether that's physically with our hearts or spiritually in the body of Christ. And either way, it has serious health consequences. The text uses the analogy of a vine and branches. God is our gardener, providing all that we need. Yes, Jesus is the vine, our sustenance, our source, and we are the branches. Each of us gets to be a branch. So in this analogy, the way I kept seeing it as I was preparing this week was to have two sets of two glasses each. And I want us to imagine that these paper towels are a branch. This is us. And if this works, it may or may not, we'll see. But what's supposed to happen is in this glass with the water and the food coloring, and you can come see it later if that's easier after the worship service, there's a flow through the paper towel, through the branch. So imagine a flow from Jesus, of Jesus' love and peace and joy flowing easily to us. But in the other analogy, this paper towel, there's some of the water coming through, but the paper towel is covered with dirt. It's surrounded by rocks. Some of these rocks might represent anger or pride or unbelief or fear. And these impede the flow of Jesus' graces to us, so they limit our ability to receive from Jesus, and they inhibit our fruitfulness. And I'm so delighted and thankful and grateful that Zion has been learning another way through this Team Covenant. I've seen some of you really earnestly practicing this faithfully. And it's such an encouragement because I've seen it actually strengthening this body of Christ. And this is so valuable and important. It's encouraging the flow of God and God's grace. Well, the word radical can have multiple meanings, various associations. Sometimes it can mean comprehensive or a revolutionary. And sometimes it means a militant or an extremist. But actually, the word radical was borrowed from the Latin word root. Webster's dictionary says the earliest uses of the word radical are about literal roots, hinging on the meaning of, relating to, or proceeding from a root. Flow. And Jesus describing himself as the vine is radical, not just because Jesus is rooted, but also because everything we are and do as the branch flows through Jesus. Our role isn't bearing the fruit. God and Jesus do that through us. Our role is to be the branch, to remain, to abide. And if you want to take it one step further, the love Jesus expresses for us in this passage is radical in that it is far-reaching and revolutionary. And so is ours as a church when we flow with Christ. Now, this passage can be confusing in the way that it builds on itself and it circles back to itself. You may be wondering, what is it really saying about obeying and loving and remaining and praying? And this passage is also mysterious. I'll share three examples. First, in verse 15, Jesus says, "I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." How does Jesus, who is fully God, learn? It's a mystery. Or go to verse 11. How are suffering and joy compatible? Or what do we do with this mysterious invitation of Jesus, twice if we didn't believe it the first time, to ask for anything we want in Jesus' name and it will be done? We get it that praying for cake to have the nutritional benefits of carrots is not praying in Jesus' name, right? We understand this. But then what do we do with it when we have cried to God for healing or for saving, and those prayers seem to go unanswered? I think you're right, Justin, that sometimes we really don't linger in prayer enough. But at the same time, if we also say, sometimes we say, well, God answers prayers in other ways that we expected. But both of those, for me, don't fully scratch that itch. They're not fully satisfying. Who is this Jesus who learns and who gives us unusual joy and who invites transformative prayer? As Mennonites, we get it that Jesus lived in unusual ways and we are invited to imitate him. So God, we invite you to teach us now what it means to live Jesus-rooted. I invite us to look or listen to verse 9. Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." So somebody make a link with your hand like this. Hold it up. Good. God and Jesus are linked by love. Now make a link with your other hand like this. In the same way, Jesus and each of us are linked by love. Now look at verse 10. Jesus, and you can put your hands down. Jesus says, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." There's a link, a flow between God and Jesus and between us and Jesus. And actually, these links are throughout Jesus' farewell discourse that goes from John 13 to John 17. And you can explore these. Most of what Jesus did, we are invited to copy, like remaining in Jesus' love and keeping his commands. But there's one thing that Jesus did, dying on the cross, that was all that was needed. Hebrews 10 says, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest, Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." One death for all. It's satisfied. So instead, our role as branches is remaining. And the image for this word remain is less like us halfway asleep on the couch trying to see the new year in, and more like the flow that we've been talking about from the vine to us, the branches. The task of the branch is to remain, which Jesus qualifies here as keeping his commands. So let's think very briefly about these commands, and then we're going to try yet another experiment. In this particular passage, I notice four commands of Jesus, and certainly there are others in Scripture, and we work at them over our lifetime at God's leading and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The first command is to remain in Jesus. The second command is to remain in Jesus' love. The third command implied is to pray in Jesus' name. And the fourth command is to love each other. I would like the persons who agreed ahead of time to move now around the perimeter of the sanctuary. You can go ahead and stand and move so that we're circling the congregation. These are some of the many people of prayer at Zion. And this group will be praying silently as God leads them over the congregation, over the people near them, the sound operators, the foyer monitors, and everyone online. I'm going to lead us in a prayer, praying about this passage. And some of my time I will be leading us in prayer, and some of our prayer time will be an opportunity for you to pray, for us to pray silently, and I'll guide you through that. Let's pray. God, our gardener, you have been faithfully watering us, enriching our soil, bearing fruit through us, as we stayed with Jesus. I thank you for this congregation, for the love we have for one another, for the love we have for you, for our desire to be rooted in Jesus and obey Jesus' commands. God, we ask for your wisdom and your grace to do these more and more. Our lives are complex and full. Our to-do lists loom large. Yet we want to have confidence in your provision and timing. You're flowing through us. We want, like Mary, to do the one thing that is best and sit at Jesus' feet and have it not be taken from us. And so we come to you. You who instructed your disciples to remain in you as you were on your way to your death and resurrection. Show us what it means to remain with Jesus. Jesus also commanded us to remain in his love. I thank you, God, that this is possible. Thank you that the way you love Jesus is the way Jesus loves us, extravagantly. Show us what it means to remain in Jesus' love. Finally, you invite us to ask whatever we wish, and it will be given, not just tacking Jesus' name on the end, but seeking to ask in line with the flow of Jesus. We come closer, God, silently asking, seeking, and knocking. We pray for one another, for each branch to have greater flow of Jesus' peace and love. We invite you to grow our love for one another as part of your family. I thank you for the ways you are already doing this more and more. We pray that you would continue transforming our anger to joy, our pride to humility, our unbelief to faith, and transform our capacity to forgive by your grace. We give you thanks. May your kingdom come and your will be done. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.